It's like water.
Ding dong.
That hurts. Tell me if this hurts.
No.
No.
That's how hard it is.
Don't do it again. Don't. Oh, Stoner.
Stoner 63.
Don't even say that.
Don't even say that right now.
I'm going to tell
Guy. Where are you been, Guy?
You tell me, bro.
Where we been?
You know I keep my Thursdays open.
He doesn't, obviously.
Yeah. And then I'll tell me what I said.
So for the audio listeners, Caden's...
There's no way this is getting an audio listener.
Caden's got a sweet... can I have a sip?
For the audio listeners, I'm gonna decline Alex's request.
Okay, so for the audio listeners, this is a recorded, like, this is like proof of the assault that is about to happen on Caden.
You are listening to...
My confession, actually.
A murder.
You are listening to the radio.
Morio.
Mori, Mori, Mori.
So.
Calm down at all.
God.
Where have we been? Well, it's been a month.
Thank you.
Well, we
Spring
did.
Break happened.
We did record an episode 12.
We recorded episode 12.
Want to elaborate on that?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I mentioned episode 12 in the updates for anime video, but if you fools didn't watch that...
Let me update you. You fools.
Once again, it's Lost Media now.
Where's your mic?
I don't have one. I bought Lego Star Wars instead.
For the audio listeners, Jackson is so cringe.
For the audio listeners.
For liking Lego Star Wars to play with friends instead of get mic.
Lego Star Wars better. You have space on your phone, right?
I checked. I have like 6 gigs.
Six gigs.
Just kidding, dude. I have like...
He checked.
60.
I have 23 gigs.
He checked.
I have like all my Final Fantasy games deleted except for 6 just so we can film podcasts. So
you better be happy!
For the audio listeners.
Alex is grabbing my wrists.
Is groping him.
Livios.
For the audio listeners, Caden just used a spell but without saying any words. Nothing came out of his wand.
That's right. That's the way it works.
Stoner Assaw.
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
Don't say.
Don't say the full
Don't say. Do not say.
Do not say.
Zenitsu.
What's that?
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer. Nice one. You know your knowledge.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we missed you.
Fake wizard.
Guys.
Fake wizard.
It has been 4 weeks. We missed spring break because spring break, obviously. We were out of town. Caden was gone. I was gone.
Alex was
working.
I was not gone. I could have recorded a podcast.
We told Alex to record an episode. He didn't.
With Quentin and Sam.
With, yeah.
He didn't. And then we came back the second week and missed because Caden had work. And then the third week we filmed.
That's right.
And then turned into Lost Media because YouTube's a dick!
So it was YouTube?
I uploaded it. It said uploaded. I go delete the video. I go to the channel, and it's never there.
Oh. Not you recently deleted?
I deleted it from recently deleted, so I had space for the next series of videos we were going to make.
Yeah.
So, episode 12 and episode 8 are Lost Media.
Dang.
Hate you.
I mean, it's out there somewhere in the data world.
I hate you, Jackson Boatwright.
I hate you, Caden Lovekel.
Lovekel. Lovecraft? Caden Lovecraft.
Lovecraftian?
H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh. H.P. Lovecraft manga?
Yeah. I was at Barnes & Noble the other day. They have H.P. Lovecraft manga.
They do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I think you'd be really
I was
going
to send a picture to you, but I forgot.
But you hate me and don't want me to see things that I like.
No, that's true, but that wasn't the case at the moment.
It looked pretty trippy.
Which one was it?
I don't know. It looked like some... It looked like a group of
people. It looked like Shadows of Evil or something.
No, it looked like a bunch of, like a group of people exploring some cave or whatever, and they like,
it's true. Journey on the Earth.
That's a good movie, actually.
Which one?
The first one. I don't like the second
one. I love Journey 2 with The Rock.
Journey 2? That one sucks.
When they go to the island and everything's big.
Yeah, like the
And bees. They ride a bee.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? They ride a bee?
They do.
I rewatched that first one so many times. That's a good movie.
I did a book report
with
on
Brendan
that.
Fraser.
Damn. I love Brendan Fraser.
What are you doing this Sunday?
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
Why did he say that? Why is he wearing a cowboy hat?
Why are you doing this Sunday?
Why is he fat?
What happened to that man?
Dude, he is gone off the rails. Like, he used to be, like, just a popular actor, and then he just got super fat and just no roles. I don't know.
That's like Jack Nicholson. He's so ugly now.
He goes to every Lakers game.
I know. That's how I see him.
That was his downfall.
Lakers?
Yeah.
I don't know basketball, so if that's, like, politically incorrect.
It is, because that has nothing to do with...
Politically incorrect.
Joker was his downfall.
Joker?
Obviously.
Clearly it was.
We talked about the Joker in episode 12, but obviously...
Did we?
We did.
Yeah, because...
Which one?
I said the Joker. I meant the Batman.
I was like, yeah. I don't remember this.
Yeah, we talked about it in episode 12, because we, like, started to film it after we got back to the movie.
We saw it. I saw it for the second time.
I saw it three times. Yeah.
You've seen it once.
That shit was so goated as hell!
It's coming to HBO on the 18th.
It's coming out to HBO fast.
I want to get it on Blu-ray.
I want to get that shit on...
That way I have Joker and Batman on Blu-ray.
I have Joker. I want it on, like, 4K Steelbook. Ultra rare.
I want American Psycho on Blu-ray. I told you to buy me one, dude.
There was only one.
Oh, that's right.
It was $10. I wanted the Steelbook version.
He was like, here, help me look. The first movie I look at, it's American Psycho.
Yep. props to Barnes & Noble for that one.
So I got to see the Patrick Bateman
movie. I thought you were going to Best Buy.
I went to Best Buy. Not anywhere. And so I guess people really want to get sold out.
Hmm. Caden finally saw the Patrick Bateman movie. I saw the Patrick Bateman movie.
You know, I saw it a long time ago. Huh?
Yeah, how long ago did you see it?
A long time ago. Like...
A few months ago?
Yeah, like, a couple of, like, hours ago.
Oh.
Dude. No, yeah, a couple months ago.
That shit crazy.
When are we gonna watch The Lighthouse?
Whenever you want, homie.
I could probably watch it tonight. It's up today.
We should watch it together.
Let's all have a sleepover in your bed.
Never watched The Lighthouse. Four times.
And fart and stink up my room.
Wait, in here? We're gonna watch it in here? There's no room in here.
Yeah, there is a bed.
Yeah,
that could fit, like, maybe.
You sit there, I sit in the middle, and you sit there.
And then I'll, like, sleep underneath the bed.
Can I get underneath the bed? Like Gappy.
Yeah, you get under the mattress.
Yeah, like Gappy.
Like you did that one.
Like that picture one time I did that.
Uh-huh. Oh. I've missed filming podcasts. It's so fun.
I haven't.
I hate this.
Yeah, I never have fun.
Okay, well. Podcast over, guys, I guess.
Okay, I'll just go and do so.
Thank God. I want to play Sonic Advance 2.
I should get a Game Boy Advance.
I have something even better.
Questionable. It's not the authentic experience.
Oh, no, guys. For audio listeners, Caden and Alex are in a showdown, standing up, face to face. Who's going to win? Staring at each other's faces. One smiling, one not. Crickets in the background. It's so silent. Except for my voice. Okay.
You fucking idiot.
I thought we were in Japan.
Cicadas don't live in Utah.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Yeah, fuck you, asshole. For audio listeners, I'm passionately making...
Audio listeners, Alex and Caden are passionately making...
Alex is the victor, audio listeners.
Alex is the victim.
I can completely ruin this whole take. Flash my weenie.
Weenie Hut Jr.?
Yeah.
Weenie Hut General?
Weenie Hut Frank?
What?
Frank?
Frank?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Don't be frank with you.
Don't
be frank with you, lad.
Just cut it.
Cut it out? I would.
But I'd like to take a picture.
Well, yeah. Guys, speaking of Sonic Advance 2, I have recently bought in from eBay. GBA, because I want to go back to old times.
I'm kidding. Did you see my face?
You know, sometimes, you know when you laugh like that, you know the Bobby from the start of Transformers, the black guy that sells Sam the car? You sound like his laugh.
I have no idea.
I think it's Bobby Bolivia.
I don't remember this.
I think, you know what we should do after we record the podcast? Go to Maverick, buy two monsters, and I slam them.
I will ride with you, but I have no money to buy.
I will come with you and ride the monsters.
Ride monsters?
Ride that monster! Woo! Woo!
Woo! Ride that Jar Jar.
Woo! Oh. Don't.
Like, we should all... Okay, this episode's gonna be called... The Recreating Lego, Lego Death Sounds.
I'll Let's go. Try to recreate the Lego movement Lando. On TikTok that failed.
What? The Lego Star Wars
Oh, yeah, I didn't. It didn't work.
He made me a custom one.
I noticed.
One. I made him a custom one, and he used it for a week and then changed it.
I noticed. Yeah,
because Kingdom Hearts 4 is better. Because your profile picture sucks.
Yeah, so is that. Hey, you're so out of touch.
Oh, yeah, guys, Kingdom Hearts 4 got announced. I'm going to come.
Yeah, I love Kingdom Hearts 4, guys. So
Makotoka likes Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, so
actually, we're going to kick Jackson out of the anime YouTube house. He tried to start a trend.
I was thinking.
I just want to fit in.
I didn't mean those things I said about you.
I'm going to leave. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to return some videotapes.
Why not?
You stupid bastard.
Why not?
No. It's not
possible.
Why not, you stupid bastard?
Hey, Paul Allen.
They probably can't hear us.
Loud.
I think I blew up my mic.
I think I just went deaf.
Yeah, guys.
American Psycho. It's very quotable and very enjoyable.
Yes, even more quotable than Thanos.
For the audio listeners, help! Help me! Help me, audio listeners!
I walked into Language Arts and someone recognized my shirt. They're like, that's a great anime.
They're like, oh, Patrick Bateman.
I want
to
see what it is.
I want to see what it is.
What is it? I don't even know what it is.
Is that Steins Gate?
Yeah.
Is that Buzz Lightyear? Disrespect. For the audio listeners, Alex is currently spitting a Gaten Steins Gate shirt and shooting up loogies. There's one.
I'm going to cry on you. You can't move. You can't move. Frozen. Frozen in time.
I need to send the D-mail. I'm going back in time. I went back 48 hours.
So, audio listeners, Caden's cringe.
No, I used the D-mail.
What's that?
It's a star.
Do you guys think the group chat has become more hostile since Logan has joined?
Yeah.
He's made it more hostile.
It's a more hostile environment.
Like our faces just fit together.
I love this anime. Did you guys know that Duran Duran is in American Psycho?
What's that?
The band.
What's that?
The band Duran.
You know Huey Lewis and the Moose is in American Psycho?
Who's
you
that?
Huey Lewis and the Moose?
Four. Their most accomplished album.
Hip to be square.
I love when he does that little head.
The social conformities.
My nose is tickling and it won't stop. Go away.
But it's not just about the pleasures of conformity. The importance of trans. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, my God. Jeez, bro. You bring my Infinity Gauntlet? You knocked out the stone!
Audio listeners, there's been a terrible accident.
There's been a terrible mistake.
Oh, bro, they're all gone.
Audio listeners, we've made a grand error.
Audio listeners, it seems that the Infinity Stones have been lost to different reaches of the galaxy.
Where's the Mind Stone?
Oh, shit. Let's see if they go back. They do, they just fit in. Look, they're magnets.
Oh. Yeah, they are.
But they have... Look like gummies.
They have to go on the specific slots, though.
I don't know the specific slots.
Let's see.
I know the time is on the thumb.
I know the red one here.
Red one, good.
No more.
I think it's power. You like power?
I do.
Oh! All the stones are back.
I think you broke it.
Oh, great. That's been there. I saw that before it broke. Are we cutting this out?
Audio listeners, we're trying to fix the Infinity Gauntlet and put all the stones back in.
The space one is, like, jammed in there.
Just drop it on the floor again.
Bruh. At least take the stones out before we do that.
Yeah. They look like gummies.
They do. Did you get it?
Got it out, but... don't know why not. Dim it.
Why not dim it?
Where'd the other one go?
Dim it. Right there by your foot. Oh. Oh my god.
Ken, you really are a virgin.
Yeah, I don't believe you fucked, dude. I don't believe it.
Huh? You lied.
Yeah.
Okay.
You tell lies, little man.
You tell very big lies.
Whoa. Or
little man.
Nice. Jackson broke my Infinity Gauntlet.
How did I? How did it fall?
You guys are going crazy on baby.
Why are you blaming it on me? We were all straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you went like a monkey.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
This time, let's not jump around.
How about you lay it down instead of stand it up?
We'll see.
Surprised Buzz didn't fall over.
Buzz is a trooper.
Buzz is a trooper. Let me tell you.
If we are making a cut, it's because by some calamity occurred in this here room.
Calamity. Wonder if you even say.
So me and him, this guy here, to my right.
To his right.
We were going like this. Bon! Bon! All
right. Freaking out.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here giving myself a headache. And
they saw what happened.
By golly. Well, if there's a cut.
Why would there be a cut? We never make cuts.
I'm gonna cut. That was so boring. I was just sitting in silence trying to fix the Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay, what you missed is they broke my Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, it just fell for no reason at all. And all the stones fell. My stones fell.
Out my urethra.
My kidney stones.
I think I do have a kidney stone. I've been feeling it going through my urinary tract.
Can't wait for that one to come out. How big do you think it is? AirPod case?
I've never had a kidney stone before.
I've always had that fear of having to pee one of those.
If anybody's gonna have one, you'll have one.
Yeah.
Is there like a
dietary
stuff? Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you eat crap.
And drink
crap.
Diet crap.
That's right.
It tastes good.
It doesn't taste better. You're like a 6-year-old man.
Yeah.
Bruh.
My aunt likes Diet Coke.
Your grandma gives us Diet Dr. Pepper Cokes.
Yeah.
Diet Coke caffeine free.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah.
I need caffeine to survive. I'm an addict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you know? Yeah.
Well, regular Coke is...
You're sick.
You are sick. We need to send you somewhere. You're not okay. You're vile.
You make me want to go and puke.
All of Caden's opinions are invalid because he likes diet and zero sugar soda. It's not even soda.
Soda.
Yeah, I love when we just be talking in the group chat and Logan just chimes in and makes everything
fucking shitty. Yeah, I know.
Hostile as shit, fuck!
Takes everything personal.
I saw him the other day and he was wearing Supreme Air Forces.
I had dinner with him last week.
We had gym with him?
Dinner.
Oh yeah?
Where?
Why? Why? When? Where? Why?
Red Fort.
Why?
Just hanging out with everybody and they invited him.
Who's everybody?
Kaysen, Chloe, Sam, Braylon.
So they invite Logan but not me. Dicks.
Bring it up with them.
Yeah, it's mostly just Sam, Chloe, and Case when they hang out. They don't invite us.
Yeah, they invited me.
They get mad when we don't hang out with them.
I think it's kind of...
My children, listen closely.
Yes, Father.
One day, I'm to die, and I will leave this YouTube channel to you guys. Yes. Carry on my legacy.
Die!
There.
Disappointed they didn't bring the Lego Death Sounds back. was disappointing.
They should have made an extra like they did with Mumble Mode to have the old Lego death sounds.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that was it.
There it is.
Eat my child. Eat it up while you can.
Eat it up.
Was it biting your nipple? You were. Did it hurt?
Okay.
No.
Good. Well, if here's what I was thinking, right?
What are you thinking?
What are you thinking? Yeah.
Say.
Sega. 1, 2, 3. Sega.
Sonic Advance 3.
Okay, what were you saying?
I was gonna say if Alex.
Sega.
Alex's boss agrees to him going with us during the summer. We should have like a house name, like the Z House, but for like us three.
The Sephiroth House. I think that's a winner right there.
The Bateman House.
The Psycho House.
American House.
Ooh, that'd be a good sitcom.
The A House. The American House.
The, yeah, it works for anime.
We should call it The House.
The House.
We should call it The Crib.
Let's go to the crib.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the crib.
Let's go back to the crib. Let's go have dinner. Bring a couple ladies down to the crib, you know?
Guys.
You know how we do.
You'll be bringing ladies.
Get ready for their crib content over the summer.
Oh, bro. That's going to be so hype.
Should I Tinder on? I should Tinder bell them over there.
That's good. Perfect.
Did you get the safety alert today?
Me and Alex did.
Amber alert? The safety alert.
Safety?
Yeah. There's a man on the loose and he's armed.
And dangerous.
Tattoos.
On his neck and back and chest.
Brown hair.
Brown eyes. Hazel eyes.
250.
6 feet tall.
Phoenix.
Wearing black clothes.
In Phoenix?
Yes. We nailed that shit.
We did.
I don't know.
Why?
Why?
Because I am him.
You were working. You should have. He could have came in there and stood you up.
I got it.
My boss said, get your ass out of here, bruh. I'm kidding.
Get your ass out of my DMs.
My DMs?
But for real.
DM your boss.
I'm gonna be. I was thinking about. I'm obviously gonna bring the PlayStation, but if it's like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Empty.
You should bring your TV too.
Well, if, I was thinking if it's like an empty apartment or whatever, I might just buy like a TV down there and then bring it back home. Because I need a, like, or a monitor,
get a monitor.
I guess.
Because
I need to get rid of that.
TV. The TV's ass.
Yeah. This is how we do.
This is how we do.
But I'm excited.
So the crib. That's the name.
The crib.
Yeah, legit. What's the name?
Let's go to the crib.
All right, we got the crib. I'll be sucking milkies in the crib. Because I'm a baby.
I'm going to be so blazed.
Well, yeah. For the viewers that don't know, us three, or me and Jackson, maybe Alex.
Yeah, I'm not going. I actually don't want to go. That's why I have been making no progress. I hate you guys. Spending time with you guys makes me so shit.
Makes me so shit.
It makes me shit. It makes me feel like shit. We're going to be having a 2-month senior trip.
That's what I'm looking at it like, too.
Yeah, I'm referring. I'm not even referring it to as, like, work. I'm just thinking of it as, like, a
summer. We're only going to be working, like, 4 hours a day.
That's
so easy. I work 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
4 hours is going to be...
We can literally only work 4 hours because it's too dangerous to work more.
Because it's hot.
So hot.
So what, like 12 to 4?
Mm-hmm. That's way too hot. We're going out like 4 to 7.
We're going in midday?
4 to 7.
What are we going to do in the morning and the hottest time of the day?
Hang out. Sleep in. Relax. Kick it back. Hang out the crib. You know what I'm saying?
For 2 months?
That's like the most fun part of it. You looking forward to do the work?
Do we get weekends off?
We get Sunday off.
Alright.
Every single day, 6 days a week?
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Okay, guys, looks like the crib is just me and Caden. And we're actually going to rename it to
The Bib.
The Bib. Let's call it The Bib. Let's call it The Bib.
The Bib House.
Yeah, because we're buds. We hate Brips. The Bib. Yo, welcome my Brip.
What up my Bib? We're on a Bib.
Yeah, we'll take him back to the Bib.
Bib.
What's that?
Bib Fortuna.
Guys, look at me hard.
Blood.
Check
and get there instant.
I can't. I have to like form my fingers. Sure, look,
instant. Kid, okay, look. Boom.
Oh, yeah, I'm at like least that. Gonna bring a few K with us, cause you never
a
know.
A few K?
Dude, yeah. You've never even had a single K.
I'm gonna account. Start having to save.
Damn!
I'm gonna have 2K in, like, whenever it comes in the mail.
That's the only...
You guys are dicks. I'm only gonna have to pay for gas now. Like, I can't buy anything. You guys are... I don't wanna go. I wanna be able to buy things.
What do you want?
You're gonna be able to buy a ton of shit if you go out there.
Yeah, we're gonna be able to... To be able to get like $1 million.
I'm gonna be millionaire.
Million studs.
I'll be millionaire.
But if you're really successful, success.
You said sex.
Sex is. We can make maybe near 100,000. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, no. You work your fucking ass off.
100,000.
Yeah, if we go hard in the paint.
You're serious? No.
Yeah, he told me what we get paid if they agree to buy the thing.
I don't think we'll get 100. No way. Even if we do go hard. Yeah, even if we go hard, I don't think so.
Depending on the units.
All right, so do we get paid hourly plus commissions?
No.
So how's it work?
Whatever sales you make money off of.
That's it? You only make off the sales?
Yeah, so it's based off your own success.
So you just get commissions.
So you better be good at doing what you do.
Yeah. You just get paid commission then.
Yeah. You go out on your own time. Company doesn't even tell you to go out.
Oh, why are we going from 4 to 7 then?
Because we want to be successful.
Huh?
We want to be successful.
I'd rather go like earlier in the day and
yeah.
Then
have the night. And then have like the afternoon off because it'd be nice outside.
My uncle just said that we're going out 4 to 7.
Well, I run the business now.
Yeah, I'm freelance pretty much.
Yeah, well, Freelando.
Seriously, he's trapped. He's been trapped for fucking like 60 years.
Guys, I played the sequel trilogy on Lego Star Wars, and that shit is so ass.
The sequel? Oh, is it?
So bad.
I'll form my opinion when I play it.
Yeah. Dude, they were like the most boring shits.
I'm not looking forward to that because I'm not going to care about it at all. Huh?
What if I were to tell you that I like the sequel trilogy the most?
I would doubt you, and you're not Caden.
Yeah,
I would,
my
like,
ranking.
Because you're not the right Caden.
My
now.
Ranking of you, not even like in the friend group, as a person, just. Like goes down.
Dips.
Like takes a huge
couple
hit.
Thousand
yeah.
Spots.
Huge hit. Like I rank strangers over you.
Yeah.
Just because they're handsomer.
I rank fictional characters over you, like Cloud.
Oh yeah. I did that anyways.
What stranger do you have ranked over me at the moment?
The one I saw at let's see.
The old lady that asks
the one I saw
name.
At Star Nursery. She works Mondays.
Oh yeah.
You remember her?
I do.
What?
That's funny. I can't believe you remember that.
We should go to,
are we going to reminisce on high school?
No.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
So, technically, we're graduating in 6 years, but...
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Are you serious? Audio to the listeners, I was just looking at Jerry. Dude. Last day for seniors is like April 16th.
Dude, the last day for seniors is April...
Or is it May 16th?
Mine, the last day is April 29th. So, we are seniors. I am 17, and you are 18, and you are 18.
Dude, you're 17?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be 19 in like less than 4 months.
I'm gonna be
so
18
weird.
In like next month.
I'm gonna be 18 in November. I mean 19.
I'm gonna be...
You're older than me?
Are you serious? We've been friends for how long? And you don't know?
I know.
I still think it's funny that... You're going to be turning 19 on August 31st, and Ryan's going to be turning 18.
I know. And so,
he's young.
He's young, and I think it's so funny how me and him had the exact same birthday. That's
that
just
is
insane.
So funny. That
yeah.
Is so weird.
That's a 1 in 3. 365 chance.
I was like, why are you staring at the camera? You just stop my sentence. That's weird. A 1 in a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
You're...
I thought you were really going to tell me something there. Like, oh yeah, what about me?
So, how's your senior year been? Let's talk about
fucking
that.
Ass.
We're going to go
yeah.
Back. Oh, senior year is so
great.
Ass. Dude. You only have one class? How many classes did you have the first half?
Full schedule.
Ooh!
Well, I had a full schedule the first semester.
I think so. don't remember.
What do you remember?
Fucking nothing.
Kane's his schedule shit too.
Yeah,
because his parents make him go to
seminary. Yeah, I. Looking back on it now, dude, if I could go back in time, I would not take seminary. That class is so
ass. I know. I had 2 periods a day.
2 periods?
Yeah.
I started school with a full schedule.
Yeah. I still have it. I'm a senior. Like, that's.
Yeah. Why do you still have a full schedule?
Because, like, when you take seminary,
it's like no credits.
Like, it's like a. It takes a spot of, like, a whole credit, so it's a year long class. So you get no credits for it. So you're, like, losing out on credits just for taking it. My mom, or, you know, back at the end of 8th grade when we're signing up for a 9th grade class, she's like, yeah, you should do it. It'll be good for you. I'm like, okay, I guess.
I guess. Poor Kane didn't know he was going to get himself into.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, I skip most of my classes anyways because I literally just sit on my phone the whole class because we don't do anything.
Well, why don't you skip government then? Come eat Popeyes with me.
Because that's like the one important class I have.
Yeah, it is the one important class. Dude. I started off senior year in Georgia. That shit was ass.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Oh, that's right.
I can't believe you moved back in, like, September.
I'm gonna be honest. When I look at that time I spent in Georgia, it feels like a fever dream.
Really?
Yeah?
That shit doesn't feel like it happened, really, to me. But, like, yet it does.
You were there for, like, 2 weeks? Not even?
2 months? I had a whole ass job, and I went to school for, like, a month.
I
had a life in Georgia.
I was talking about school. Like, you were actually in
school. Oh, school, like, 3 weeks. No, probably a month. It was ass.
Yeah, bro, that does not sound fun. Having to go around the whole school just to get to your classroom.
That system, have we talked about that before?
I think we have.
That was bad.
Whoa. Boy,
so glad I came back. I was reminiscing on when I surprised you guys.
Those videos are...
That was crazy.
That was mind-blowing. But yeah, senior year for me, just so lackluster. It's so weird because my junior year was lit as hell.
Yeah, my junior year was pretty cool.
No, my junior year was my favorite year of high school.
Same.
What's up there? What do you guys think, junior year? Second best.
I think it was
second best. You like sophomore. Sophomore, right?
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it'd go like junior year, freshman, sophomore.
My life
peaked. Oh, no. I'd say junior, sophomore, freshman, senior.
My whole entire life peaked sophomore year.
So I peaked in high school?
I did. It's all downhill.
Yeah, your guys' accepted it. The beginning of your guys' sophomore year seemed fun.
No, it was. It was so
dude,
good.
I
love reminiscing on sophomore year.
Like,
we spent so much time together.
Yeah, dude. Sophomore year, August to like December. I like didn't hang out with you guys at all.
No, you were with Brady for so long.
That was like my friend group at the time. I was just hanging out with them.
Yeah, dude, so sophomore year was the first year we were at the big high school, and it was the first year the high school was up. It was brand new.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a video of you on the first day of school all the way across the gym at the assembly sitting next to Brady.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see that video. I don't think I've seen that.
It's literally like, you're like 4 pixels because you're so far away.
4 pixels?
I have the video of Nick ripping Brady's guest shirt.
That is...
Freshman year?
Freshman year, that is so...
That's funny.
Yeah.
He went so hard for no reason.
Yeah. I think very
shirt.
Fondly.
We were just playing. It was a football dinner.
I think very fondly of freshman year because of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That was football season was fun.
Yeah.
We should talk about that for a second, even though y'all didn't play, Brad.
I played.
I played every game, so I could say stuff.
We were like
sophomore year, didn't I?
No, it was freshman. Like
the team clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we were. Okay. You guys went to SUU, and I was going to Georgia, and I come back, and the only time I had before the season started was, like, 3 mornings of conditioning.
Remember before SUU, during the summer, Sweden made us go to Crimson View, and we had, like, a morning practice, and then we had chocolate milk and donuts after?
See, I was in Georgia for that, too.
That was fun. I think I kind of threw up after, because conditioning.
We did went there for, like, a week, right?
It was a week or a morning or something.
I remember when I came back.
I remember Stink Pickle.
I remember that in the chat.
Stink Pickle.
Okay, first day of school freshman year, we had football practice right after school. That was so ass.
First day of school, we had practice.
Yeah, I remember. We had to, like...
We hated practice. And it was every day.
So hot.
And the best practices were the walkthroughs, where we did nothing.
Yeah, they were. They were so nice.
Like on Thursdays?
Yeah, Thursdays before the game.
Like, walkthrough today. Yes, dude. It's going to be practicing like an hour and a half long at most.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do anything. Maybe one conditioning practice at the end.
And then we had like our team dinner.
We'd wear our like nice jerseys and everything.
Yeah, then we have walkthroughs, and then later that night
we have dinners.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was our first dinner? Do you know? Was it Pizza Pie?
Pizza Pie Cafe.
I think it was.
I know.
We went to Victoria's Secret, and you have a picture.
I think
you and there buying stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
The first Pizza Pie Cafe trip was very iconic. I have a lot of videos. I remember us sitting
on the massage chairs.
Ryan is sitting on my lap, and Brady is sitting on your lap, and we're in the massage chairs.
I remember that.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Ryan was there.
That's right.
Practices sucked, and we were all on the line, luckily, so we were all together.
True.
You were literally on the left the whole time.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And you were on the right.
Right side. Uh-huh. I think you... Who was our... Cameron was our center.
Center,
right?
yeah.
Then who was...
What was his name?
Who was right guard?
What's his name?
Clive?
No. I feel like he was. I think... But it was also... What's his name?
Jordan?
Yeah, it was
Jordan. He'd be right next to you.
Jordan or E or one of them.
Mm-hmm. He sees my stories sometimes.
He follows you on Instagram?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I DM'd him years ago, but look,
I DM'd him yesterday.
I thought about it. DMing him this week.
You probably don't remember me at all, but.
Hi.
Remember we said we were going to pay for him to go to SCU?
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that.
Because his family was poor.
Uh-huh. I remember. So, yeah. Football locker rooms before and after.
Those were some sus times.
One of the times after football practice.
I was so gay.
You were.
I was so gay.
Kaden kept telling everybody that he was going to go home and play Destroy All Humans 2.
I remember that. I played it for now.
He was like, dude, I can't wait to go home and play Destroy All Humans 2. I just got it.
Max, I'm so hype about it because I remember playing it on the PS2 back in the day. I was like, it's on PS4? Hell yeah. I played it for now.
Why?
I was bored. It's aged so poorly.
Really?
Yeah, the voice acting in that game.
Ugh. Alex was
and
super,
the controls too.
Alex was super sus in the locker rooms.
That's a bit of an understatement, honestly.
Dude, it
he
was
like
so
literally a whole
bad.
He was whole hands and people.
Dude, yeah, it was bad.
Me and Gaten.
Anybody, I did that shit too.
Dude, you would chase down.
I did it to random kids.
You would chase down kids with Clive and like hold them down and do shit to them.
I remember one time I was just swinging my dick around. I don't remember for who. I don't remember for who. But you know the door that opens up to the bathroom and then that leads to the hallway to like the basketball?
Yeah, yeah.
So that first door, a kid opens up and sees it, bruh. And I just stop and I stare at him. And we cover it and he just turns around and walks away.
Dude, I gotta be honest. Back in freshman year when we'd like either be changing in to practice or changing out, I would genuinely be scared to change next to you because I thought you were going to do some sus stuff. Like put your fingers up my butthole.
Didn't you change to the left of me?
I don't know. I can't remember who we changed by, but I remember.
I thought you were behind us.
I remember one time someone made me like start to climb the lockers.
I did that too.
And I go down and
and you kept falling on it, dude. So you would wiggle to try to get out, but that would only push it further in.
And you're just like slipping. Yeah. You're losing your grasp. Oh, torture.
I remember I chased Cameron down the aisle with his pants around his ankles, and he fell and injured his shoulder. He like actually got hurt.
Remember that one time we changed in that classroom and he like threw me on the table.
I have a picture.
Yeah.
I have a picture.
That's a picture you sent me that.
Who? It was Ryan, remember? He was butt-ass naked.
I have that picture, too.
The
blockers.
The dummies.
Yeah,
he doesn't wear underwear under his tights, his football tights.
Yeah.
And we all called him out for it.
That was so funny.
So our first game preseason, it was Hurricane.
We won that
a fat 28-0 dub.
So.
Oh. 17.
Dude, we were hype as shit, bro.
Dude,
yeah,
I remember
it was
posting,
so cool.
I remember after that game, I posted on my story. I'm like, 20-0, the the Mustangs are coming for you or something.
That didn't age well.
Yeah, it did not.
That's the only game we won.
That is the only game.
It was preseason, yeah.
Against Hurricane.
And we played them again and lost.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I missed most of the season.
No, I remember. So the first game, we got on the field, and then it gets postponed because Thunder.
I remember that.
So yeah. we're sitting in the locker room, all like hyping each other up and just like being weird-ass kids.
Yeah, dude. I remember going out to the football field the first time. I'm like, dude, we're in high school playing high school football. This is so...
And it was all the boys. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's hype.
We're all on the line, and that was my first time ever playing on the line, dude, like an actual game.
It's funny to think about. Yeah. Our team was so small, we could all fit on one bus. All of us.
Dude. Yeah.
I have a... I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the podcast before, but wasn't one of our preseason games or something...
Hurricane and Snow Canyon, yeah.
Yeah, so the second preseason game, Snow Canyon, I remember you guys are like behind me or to the row next to me, and we're on the way back, and I'm like tired, zoning out, and you're explaining JoJo lore to him.
Yeah, you're talking about the whole JoJo Part 1 storyline.
And I'm like listening to it, and you're like getting so deep into it and like explaining it, like, yeah, so there's this guy named Jonathan, and then like,
yeah,
just going so hard to the lore. It's funny to think about that now.
That's Part 1.
Yeah.
That was Part 1.
Did you just get done watching it then?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, dude, did you check this out?
Dude.
Do you remember when we scored our first touchdown? Dude, we were all so hyped.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
We got our first touchdown, and we were all jumping up and down like, yeah, let's go!
P-A-T, P-A-T.
I was on P-A-T. P-A-T. I was on P-A-T. You got fucked on P-A-T, dude.
Was I on P-A-T?
Yeah, behind you, that's your ass.
What's P-A-T?
It was a kick.
It's the...
Oh, I was on
P-A-T. You know, all like the special teams. Yeah,
I was on everything.
Yeah, you were. You were offense, defense, and all the P-A-Ts.
And all special teams, yeah.
I was on offense and defense, too. I was pretty much playing the whole game.
I would be lucky to get four plays off the field.
Because I'd go from the line to D-end. It was me and, I think, Clive on D-end was one of us.
So I remember I wanted to play offense so bad. Because I wanted to, like... Oh, no. I wanted to play defense. I always played offense. I wanted to play defense so bad because I wanted to
defense
tackle.
Was so fun, dude.
I wanted to tackle people.
Defense. Yeah.
But Sweden put me in on defense one play. I don't remember which game. I play one play and he takes me back out. I was just like,
"Damn, what position were you? Were you
D-end?" I had to play
DN. I think so.
What?
Remember, I had to play DN.
When?
I played DN one time.
I think I do. But
it was. I think it was at Cedar.
I remember Brady played DN.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It started snowing. It was when it was snowing.
After
Pine. Oh yeah.
After Pine View, I didn't go to hardly most of the games that were out of town.
I don't know the schedule. Do you guys know the schedule?
I'm going through the schedule.
I don't know the schedule.
I remember all this.
I remember the
first big memories.
I remember the first three games.
I don't.
But after I got my injury, it's just all...
Snow Canyon was second, and remember our coach would always get mad at us after Snow Canyon. Sweden would just yell at us.
Why?
I don't know why, but every we played two Snow Canyon games, and after both of them, he would just shit on us.
I do remember that. The first, it was preseason, and we're like at the end of the, we're in the touchdown zone, and Sweden's just ripping on
us. He is freaking out, and he even runs onto the field, like into our huddle, and like screams at us.
Jeez.
Yeah, I do remember that. That shit was
scary. I remember getting into huddles, and then Nick is like, "You guys gotta block better. I can't get anywhere." Dude,
yeah.
He's like running circles.
He always threw it on the line.
Yeah, seriously.
My parents always commented after the games, like, why do they keep insisting on having Nick run the ball? He doesn't make any yardage. I'm like, that's what I'm saying, but
yeah.
I'm not the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Cannon was our second preseason, and we lost.
And then we finally started.
And we started.
Real season.
And I think we went back to Hurricane, which was our second time.
No, it wasn't our first game, Plainview.
No, our first game. That was our fourth game.
I thought it was third?
No, it was fourth.
Okay, well, I guess I played four games, or three games, four.
You played four.
Yeah, whatever.
I count preseason, whatever. I don't remember what our first, I think it was Hurricane, and we lost, and it was just stupid, but Pine View was the big game where both of these guys had some storylines.
Oh, yeah.
It was,
Dude, it was a big event. People were hyping it up. I remember, like, looking in the stands, and, like, some of the Desert Hills kids were, like, watching us, and I was nervous.
Why were they watching us?
I don't know.
Get creamed?
I guess.
So,
I guess
yeah.
We're friends with Pine View kids, I guess.
Pineview was like the best team at the time.
Yeah.
And we were brand new.
We were obviously the worst.
And we were like, okay, let's show let's show the world what we can do.
We got fucked, didn't we?
Dude, our team was so small.
Dude, it like, was like 28 kids.
Yeah.
It's like a classroom.
I'm pretty sure it was like,
dude,
I think
it was
32.
Seriously, 32. Super small.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a football team with 12 people?
No.
What?
Huh?
In California, my football team had 12 people.
Like, what age group was this?
Little League.
Little League?
Little League? I mean, that kind of makes sense.
I played for the city. It's called the Menifee Wildcats.
Ooh. City of...
I was 11. Menifee?
City of Menifee? Yeah.
City of
California?
Los Menifee?
City of California?
Yeah.
So, Pineview game happened. We're going. It's really early game.
Didn't
we score. And we're like, holy shit, let's go! We scored on Pineview!
On kickoff, they got a touchdown.
They did.
Like, literally at the start of the game.
Which happened every single time. Because our PAT teams were ass.
True.
Yeah. But anyways, I remember, kicking the ball and then going. And I got fucking... I can't remember who it was, but they came and they knocked my ass. Oh.
You got fucked.
I got fucked. I was so dizzy afterwards, and then we had to do defense. I'm like,
I think I was on every kick. I think I was on every special kickoff, kick return, and
there was a kid on Pineview that when I was on PAT, he would run up to me and he would do that thing and juke me out every single time, and it pissed me off so bad because I couldn't do anything. I would run at him like hard, and he would get me. I'd go slow, and he'd get
me. You fucking rip ass.
No.
Oh.
You'd hear it.
And he'd always break my ankles. I could do nothing, and it pissed me off so hard.
Okay, they scored off first. We scored, and it's like 7-7, and we're like, holy shit, I might have a chance here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, get on PAT. We're lining up. Kane's right next to me. And we go, and we get PAT. We got like a two-point conversion. And we get those 2 points.
Where was the 1 point?
Was it a kick?
It was one.
Maybe it was a kick.
Because I remember when I went down, it was 7, so we just got...
You know, we're down on the line, kick goes up, we're blocking, it goes in, and we're like, yeah, bro, we got the score! I look down, and Caden's on the ground, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yep. Dude, I still remember that so vividly. So we're on PAT, right? Yeah, you're to the left of me.
Yep.
And, like, PAT is where the whole, like, offense makes a line.
Pretty much.
And so, it's just, I can't remember who our kicker was.
Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tackled by the kicker.
Yeah. Oh, throwback.
Yeah, so these big guys are staring at us. I'm like, all right, kid, here we go. So I, like, step back, getting ready. Bam! And then I just, destiny, it, like, twists. It gives out. I hear this, I feel this loud pop. I'm like, oh, shit. It felt like it broke. Like, I snapped my leg in half. Uh-huh. That's what it felt like. Because I didn't feel the pain here. That's where it was. I felt it, like, right here. So I thought I, like, broke my leg. I'm like, oh, shit. And then I'm just on the floor. And I'm just like, at that time, it was the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. I'm just sitting there helplessly. And then Coach Leighton and all them come over. They're like, what's wrong? They're like, I was like, I think I broke my leg. And they, like, get me up. I think I was down on the floor for, like, a good minute or so. And then I get up and I, like, sit down and, like, and put the ice pack on my knee.
Yeah, it's all elevated.
Elevated. A few minutes go by. We take off the thing and it just, boom, just swollen.
Oh,
it was, like, so big. It was, like, as big as a softball. And I just sat there and Callie took some pictures of me and just grunting pain.
I have a picture of your face. You're sitting there like...
So I sat on the sidelines and I talked with Kira and Sammy and someone else who was hurt.
So
got hurt.
Actually, I remember I didn't look down and you were there. I was actually walking off the field. And then I see Coach run past me and I turn around and then I see you on the ground and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah,
why is Caden there?
You were
hurt
until I was off the field.
I was off the field until I saw when I saw you.
Yeah, I was wondering like what everyone saw, but I guess you guys were just off. Everyone just went back.
Yeah.
I remember a little rewind. Warming up for that game, it was a 5 o'clock game, which we were usually doing like 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hot.
It was pretty hot.
It was like the hottest game we played because it was at 5.
Oh yeah, we did have late games, and then we had that earlier one. I do remember that.
I remember the turf was super hot.
Also, I don't know why my string is like this. It's like bunny hair.
So, fast forward, Caden's off, Caden's out, and now Alex is still in.
Yeah.
Gotta get this razor and get it. Keep talking.
Oh, razor, okay. So, I'm gonna tell it from my point of view, and then I'll let you go from your point of view. We're going. You know, it's normal, we're on the line. Alex over here, I'm over here. I don't know who was next to me. I don't remember who replaced you for. I think it was Jordan. That was jumped him on my side of the
probably.
Me.
Who was on my side of
the E. So. Anyways, we're going, everything's fine. We get into our huddle, because, you know, football, you always jump in the huddle right after the play after goes on play. To, you know, figure
you
out
you have to run to the huddle, run!
Yeah. Run! You run to the huddle, and we're getting in there, and then Alex is, like, freaking out. And I've, like, never seen Alex, like, in a vulnerable spot at that time. And he was freaking out. And it was, like, surreal. Because I know him, like, he was super tough. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And then dude, Coach runs out, and you're talking to him, and you're, like, crying. And you're like, dude, I can't see, Coach. I can't see. And I was like, what the hell's going on?
I cried on Cameron's shoulder, dude.
Yeah. Dude, that shit was crazy.
I was scared. This shit hurt.
So basically, I mean, was that your point of view?
Yeah, I don't remember.
How did you?
I don't remember taking the hit, or I don't remember how I got hit, but I remember I took it, and I'm, like, standing there like this, and it looks like my eyes are crossed.
Uh-huh.
And, like, when you cross your eyes, you can see two images, right?
Yeah.
But one was, like, it was, like,
different elevation?
Yeah, so if this is the top of a picture frame, you cross your eyes, there's two of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were different like that. And I was, it looked like it was like side, it like this. This is, if this, like, that's what it was looking like to me.
Weird.
And I couldn't see, dude.
Yeah,
I couldn't see
I remember
for
that.
Like 10 minutes. No, that's not true. I couldn't see until, like, at least a play after.
Didn't you go back in and, like, play two more plays and then
dude, I played the rest of the game.
Yeah, you played the rest of the game still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I take this hit and I'm crying and Coach comes up. He's like, are you alright? Alright, what happened? I go, I can't see, Coach. I'm seeing double. I got hit so fucking hard.
Yeah, I remember you were swearing and everything, and I was like, dude, this is crazy. What's going on?
Yeah. And he's like,
Alex is causing
a little. He's like, alright. Are you alright? You alright? I'm like, yeah, I can keep playing, Coach. It's like, okay. And then he just let me keep playing.
Bruh. Yeah, I remember all that happening. Okay, and then one more thing I remember for that game is that everybody was talking about this kid, this big kid. He's, you know, he's a freshman, but he's playing varsity because he's so big. Peter, you remember? Okay, do you remember Peter? Everybody was hyping him up. He's like the freshman, but he's like playing varsity because he's massive.
I remember hearing about him. I didn't see him.
And everybody was like, who's going to play him on the line, you know? And they weren't going to play him that much because he had a varsity game to play, so like, he played like a third of the game. Mm-hmm. I got matched up on his ass. And I was like, dude.
Did you run him over?
No, but he never ran me over either. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, equally matched, I guess. But
should have tripped him.
Maybe.
But,
yeah.
Tripped him and killed him.
Oh, that Pineview game was wild. Caden's gone.
Yeah, that Pineview game.
Alex is pretty much gone after
took
that.
Took me out for
a ton of games.
Dude, yeah.
Like,
I missed a lot of games.
You came back the last two games of the season.
Yeah.
I thought you played the rest of the season. I didn't know you were out for a few more games.
No, he played the last two after that.
I was done.
Yeah,
the doctor said I should not have finished that game. That I made it so, so, so much worse by finishing that game.
Yeah, I remember after getting hurt or whatever, my parents... This is also around the time that Spider-Man PS4 came out. So, after the game, my parents drive me to the hospital. I'm in, like, the emergency room or whatever. And I'm in there for, like, a few hours. And they're like, yeah, you tore your meniscus pretty bad. And
meniscus?
And I'm like... It can heal, but it's not very common for it to heal. Or if it does, it's a very slow, long process. So we're going to, like, get you signed up for physical therapy. And, dude, I went to physical therapy at the hospital, I think, every day. Or, like, 3 days a week for, like, so long. I went to physical therapy for a long time. And then it didn't help. And then a year later... I hurt my knee again, and I had to get surgery on it.
How'd you hurt it?
Football.
Practice, not even the game.
Right before SCU.
That's right.
Yeah, right before SCU.
Yeah.
That's
right.
So, I mean, okay,
Another injury happens. Brady.
Brady got injured.
Remember?
It was at a Snow Canyon game. I remember. Yeah. He like popped his knee in and out of place or something.
So I played every single game the rest of the season without these fools.
Yeah.
We went to Snow Canyon game. This was to round two. We still got fucked, but Brady was playing on the line with me, but he was on the other side. And I think he was playing on defense. I was off. I was watching from the sideline, and he, like, something happened. He got fucked. His knee popped out of place, and he popped it back into place on field, but he was out the rest of the season after that, too. That was, like, the sixth game.
I remember that. He popped it back into place.
Oh, yeah. A ton of injury.
Yeah, a ton of injuries on a 32-player team. That was just no way.
Another game. Oh, Desert Hills. I'm really sad that you guys didn't get to play that. But I remember
that was the first game.
You were ball boy.
Yeah.
And you were just on the side.
I do remember that. Me, you, Carrie, and Sammy were just on the sideline chilling.
I said that
there's a few
when you
photos.
Bust a nut. That's the game I said.
Yeah.
That.
So I'm on the sideline. Obviously, like, defense is playing, so I'm not on the field. I'm standing next to Alex just watching. And we're just standing there. And he goes, "When you bust a nut?" I did not mean to say that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That just came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. I just thought that in my head, and then my mouth spoke it. It was so weird.
That's so iconic.
I was standing right behind an adult, too, so it scared me.
Yeah, like the guy holding the flag.
Yeah.
Oh, he was ball boy, and he had, like, chonclos.
Mm-hmm. I missed the ball, like, three times. They had to, like, yell at me to go out there.
Yeah, I remember afterwards, we took some photos on the field, and I was like,
I have those pictures,
I was, like,
yeah,
this laying long ways on the field. Also, after... This is also the point where me and Paige are talking, or dating, anyway.
I remember that.
Her get pictures after. I was going to ask her out on the field, but I was so nervous. I texted her after the game.
Plus, you didn't play.
Yeah, she was the water girl for Desert Hills. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get to see you. Let's take pictures afterwards. And we did, and it was so cute.
See, that's what I... Another fun thing that was about freshman year was that I get to take pictures of a bunch of girls, bro.
True. That was... You took a picture at Snow Canyon with Delaney Barnes.
I know. She asked me to.
I was like, okay, Jason. Like, she was at the time. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I was.
It's like, go off.
I remember, so that first Snow Canyon game we played, after that she texted me. She's like, oh, I saw you, but I didn't get a picture with you. You should get a picture with me next time. You guys play us again. And I was like, oh, yeah, we do. And then next time, I saw her, and we talked, and we got a picture. And I was just like, football makes you popular.
Yeah, bro, I remember... After the game ended, everyone's on the field. You're like, hey, let's get a picture.
That was cool. I got a picture with McKenzie at the Pineview game.
Oh.
And, of course, Brenton.
Yeah. And also that one other Pineview chick you were talking to.
Brooke. Yeah. Yeah, it was
like a grade younger than us, right?
Yeah.
She's an okay.
Should I just start playing the GBA right now?
No.
We're talking.
I'm so bored.
This is why...
So Cedar comes and Alex is back.
I do go... I think I went... Me and Brady were ball boy for the last Cedar game. I remember we took some pictures there.
I remember playing the Cedar game and that field sucked. It was grass and it was all muddy. That was the muddy field.
Yeah, that's when I played
so
the
ass.
It snowed too.
And you came back and I was like, dude, Alex is back. This is so lit. And it was super hype. Even if we lost, like, I was so hyped you were back.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cold. I had to have hand
warmers.
It was
so freezing, dude.
On the sidelines, I'd have my hands in my pants
the
whole time.
It was freezing.
So cold.
Freezing.
It was so... Then afterwards, we're like, okay, the bus is leaving at this time. You guys go get food. And we're just like...
That was Canyonview, the one right after. I remember that.
Or yeah, Canyonview, whatever. I do remember that. We're like, the bus is leaving at this time. Go get food. Just make sure you're on the bus at this time.
Where did we go to eat?
Yeah, where did we go?
Subway.
That's right.
Me and you.
Didn't I pop your bag of chips? No, what happened? I, like, got you to pop your bag of chips all over the ground or something.
Yeah, that's right.
And you got so mad at me.
Something happened.
I remember you came with me. They're all eating in Subway, and I wanted to go to Walmart to get Twixes.
We ran.
So, we ran through the parking lot, going to Walmart, and I got, like, the... It was, like, the 4-in-1 Twixes. I got, like, two of them. Bought it. Ran back to Subway, and you're like, yeah, we're done. I'm like...
Yeah. I remember we went to Wendy's? On the Cedar game?
I wasn't there for that.
I think right after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun. Football dinners were fun. That whole season was fun. And then I came back and didn't want to play anymore because I experienced a season on the line by myself without
these guys at all. And then they put me back on the line, and I was like, okay, no, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, second year.
And good thing I didn't, because you didn't play, and you didn't play, so.
I don't even really want to talk about sophomore year football. That was so ass. No,
that's not, because.
I was film boy. They just like, yeah, you're still going to be a part of the team, but we're not going to let you just sit on the sidelines. How about you be the film boy? I remember we went up to Lehigh, like, preseason game. Obviously, since we're high school, we went up, like, we drove up 4 hours. I rode on the bus with them to Lehigh, mm-hmm. and, dude, their school is huge. Their school's up north. They're massive, and I remember we were, like, in their locker rooms, and, like, their whole campus is so huge, and so they stick me at the end of the football field, like, past the line or the goal, whatever, mm-hmm. and the camera is, like, on this big tripod thing, and it's the tripod's super tall, and the camera's on top of it, and I'm on the iPad controlling it, and I have to film the whole game. It's like basically like an iPad or whatever, or an iPhone clip. You have to like press record when the play starts, and then end it when it's over. So you have to make sure you're paying attention the whole time. It's so boring.
This one's so bad. Shit. The whole season,
pretty much.
Oh, poor Caden. I got a picture with him though.
Yeah, I got a concussion again.
So at Desert Hills.
He injured his knee again, and he got another concussion.
That's right.
And mommy's like, I'm not going to let you play, son.
And mommy's like, no, that's why I'm
so stupid now.
Facts. You haven't recovered.
No.
Yeah. He never will, guys.
He never will.
2 years.
No, I remember our homecoming game. I went there with Logan, and you were there. And after the game, I came down and took a picture with you.
Huh?
How much longer do we have?
It's 1:10 right now.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was fast.
I mean, the first 20 minutes, we didn't talk about anything.
Yeah.
It's only
being weird.
It's only 30 minutes in, we started talking about high school.
Well, yeah. Next episode. Audio listeners, Caden
just ate shit.
On my own chair.
Next episode, I want to get into sophomore year because I love that year, and I know you do.
I mean,
so I want to get into that.
Why don't we talk about it now? We can make it
No, it's too long. It's too long.
You don't want to make a long episode. I like our long episodes. They're fun to listen to.
1:10 is, like, perfect.
Do you want to? Can we just fit in sophomore real fast?
Our quarantine episode is almost 2 hours long.
We're going to fit in sophomore, and then after that, we'll cut it.
I'm so excited the fucking podcast was done, dude.
Be more excited that you can talk about your favorite year of high school and life itself.
Do you think I want to relive that?
I do.
You just want to go home and get rid of us already?
I want to go chug 2 monsters.
I want to get monsters. You want to buy me a
monster? No.
So, you need one?
I need to save up.
So,
true.
I've been reminiscing a lot on sophomore year recently.
Yeah.
A ton.
Like what?
Especially with making the high school graduation video. Mm-hmm. And so I had to compile a ton of sophomore shit just recently. And then I've also been looking back on my TikTok, especially me and Caden in a video that will come out sometime.
Sometime.
Oh, I've been going through every single TikTok and seeing how long it takes to watch all of them. I'm currently in like June of 2020, and it's like 1 hour and 45 minutes I've been watching TikToks. Mm. Which is like in the background while I've been working.
Watching your own TikToks?
How do I do what?
Watch your TikToks.
I don't really watch them, they're just playing. And then I just like go to the next one. I just hear the music.
But how does it go to the next one?
Yeah.
I swipe.
At work?
Yeah.
You swipe through your own TikToks all day long.
So what? You're at work doing your thing. Oh, next one.
Yeah. That's how easy my job is.
I could never do that.
You're an electrician.
You'll do listen to a lot of YouTube and whatever at work.
It's so easy to multitask, dude. I do so much shit.
I wouldn't want to have to, every couple seconds, go swipe
while
I'm working.
I'd rather just listen to like a long
video. Yeah, I'd rather get lost in my work than not have to
Dude, it's hard to get lost in your work because you're doing the same thing for 8 hours straight, over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah, I bet
it's like a 25-second cycle.
Your job is so boring.
It is. That's why I need to watch videos and shit.
My job's exciting.
Yeah, fucking drywall in the eyes.
Yours is exciting. You get to literally build someone's house.
I know.
And put in the electrical.
It's so sick. Every house is different, dude.
Yeah.
Little challenges specific to each house.
Little drywall challenges.
It's like a puzzle game in real life.
It's like Clue.
Nothing like
Clue. Like Clue?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going off topic.
Yeah.
Sophomore year. So I'm going to say, I remember jumping into sophomore year as kind of like a redemption. where my freshman year was so ass because we know who Ethne was terrible. I'm like, okay, I gotta jump into this year and I gotta make this shit good. Okay, this is my sophomore year of high school. Let's get into this.
When I went into sophomore year, I knew I was gonna enjoy it because I was at the middle school, and my girlfriend was at Desert Hills High because the Crimson wasn't built yet. Remember?
Yeah.
We were the first ones in there this year it got built.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just so excited to be able to go to high school with my girlfriend. And it was was everything I wanted. It was awesome.
I mean, obviously Crimson freshman year is high school, but when the big high school opened, I feel like that was like a bigger deal because like we're actually in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like sophomore year was a lot more like, whoa, we're actually here.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to sophomore, like opening day of sophomore year, right? Or was that?
Yeah. It was first day of school. We had that assembly that when we first got there, we went there into the gym and we like did all that stuff.
I think my mom drove us there.
And then we went to the different areas. Yeah, me and you, because we took pictures together.
Yeah.
And then went there together. Then we went to like the different areas and they're like, hey, this is what you do here and this is what you do here and this is a brand new building. And I remember we're sitting on the massive steps in the cafeteria. And somebody sends that we're gonna beat you to death meme with the Big Bang Theory characters, and that's like the one of the most memorable things from that day.
That day,
because I was with you and Brady or something, and you guys were dying.
Yeah.
And then they let us pick out shirts, and we all picked out like the extra extra large ones just for fun.
We should get Brady on here on the podcast.
That would be fun. You should let him know next time you see him at NEM.
He wants to hang out with us. Every time I see him, he's like, yo, we should hang out.
Yeah. Do it, yeah.
When I saw him at In-N-Out the other day, he's like, yo, we need to, like, get wings.
Yeah, he, like, wants to hang out with us.
Let's do it.
Too.
It's been so long since I've actually, like, sat down and had a conversation.
Talked to Brady.
Like,
I
want to know, like, what he does with work and his stories. Like, he probably has
so many. Yeah. Yeah.
We got to get him on.
Dude, for sure.
He's such a funny dude.
Yeah, even though I came to school with Caden, most of my day was spent with you.
Really?
Yeah.
What did we do?
Didn't we check our classes out that day?
It was like walk there. We didn't even start classes. We just went and saw everything and then went home. But I remember at lunchtime, they were doing like a barbecue, but me, you, JC, and TT left. And that's the first time I met her that day.
You met TT that day?
Yeah. And I thought she was super intimidating.
I don't even remember this day.
So,
because they were really good friends at that time.
Yeah, right? They were best friends.
Yeah.
Lunch starts, and I'm following you and JC, and we get to her car,
uh-huh.
And then TT comes out of nowhere, and she's like, oh, this is my good friend, says JC.
I think I knew TT already.
I think you did. But she had not met me, and I was, like, so nervous that I, like, sat on my phone most of the time. She was intimidating, bro. I told her this.
I can't.
Does she remember this that day?
Yeah, she does. But I tell it. I think I remember better.
I tell it better.
We went to Panda, and ooh. I sat on my phone FaceTiming Max Lundberg, talking to him.
Man.
Dude, I remember when he was like brand new at the school. I saw you and him in the hall. You're like, hey, me and Max.
Him hung out a lot at the start of the year, dude.
I was so scared of him.
I was too. I said, hey, what's up? And he was like, hey, what up, man? The way he talked, he scared me.
What?
No.
So I don't know how or why, but I was like the first person he talked to that was from St. George. I think really? It was through Snapchat. He snaps me. He's like, "Hey, you're from St. George, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And we started talking that way.
Remember, yeah.
And that's how we started talking.
Oh, I lied. It was an hour one. Now it's an hour 10 minutes. So we're chilling.
We started talking, and we talked throughout, like, the whole summer, and then school starts, and we, like, meet up, and then we hung out, like, a shit ton in the first, like, month.
You're like, yo, I didn't know you were black.
You're like, hey, me too.
Yeah, me too, it's me, black man. It's how we talk.
It's me, CJ.
I hate jails. I remember I went to Summit with him, and, like, Liam and Ben, and a bunch of them.
Ben, dude?
Yeah.
We saw Ben at that party.
Burn.
Which Ben?
Ben Wheeler.
We did?
Yeah.
I saw him the other day.
He was chilling with Sadie Locker, and they were outside most of the time. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I do. Oh. Outside, yeah.
Dude, I went to his house a bunch.
Yeah, I remember outside. Yeah.
I remember
that shit. Yeah.
That's I met Tori through him.
Dude, I forgot about that.
That's how I met Tori. She was put in a group chat.
Who's that?
The girl I was into, like, the first part of sophomore year. I took the homecoming.
I thought they were dating because he made a TikTok saying that my girlfriend does my makeup.
Yeah, it was a lie.
I thought they were dating.
I wanted to date.
But she was not into it.
She was not into it. Mm.
She moved away not that much later, didn't she?
No, yeah, she did. We saw 47 meters down, too.
There's a second one?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but we saw it.
48 meters down?
48 meters? we saw that. And we hung out just a bunch. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And I took her to homecoming, too. Oh. Which homecoming was so good.
Which one was that?
Homecoming. Your favorite dance? Is.
Oh, yeah, that one was a good one.
Because we're at the lake all day?
The 21st of September.
TT planned that whole day for us.
That's nice. I was thinking about that day today at work.
I was thinking about that day.
Today. I was not.
You weren't there. I wish you was there. That would have been fun.
I saw you guys at the dance.
I think it's funny that we brought Logan.
Yeah.
And I wonder, I wonder how that came about. You're like, you want to be
Well, there? I think I was really tight with Logan at the time.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And I just, I think we, yeah, because he was into Ticey. And Ticey and Tori were good friends. Mm-hmm. And me and him were good friends. And we'd hang out with them all the time. Yeah. And so he asked Ticey, and then he and Ticey went with me to ask Tori. And then we invited Alex to the group.
Yeah, it's kind of like
with us.
It's kind of like a similar thing. Me and Brady were really tight, and we wanted to go. And Brady was like really good friends with like Chloe and Callie and Enid and all of them. So I asked Callie, and I kind of had a crush on her at the time. That's why I asked her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Well, it can't just be us two." And so we found George and Corbin, and they joined our group.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, I saw you guys at the dance.
The dance. Oh yeah, that whole day was so good.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Tori's house and ate a really good breakfast. Yeah.
Crepes, right?
Yeah, crepes. Mm. We hung out. And we all went to the lake. And I remember I had videos sitting, I think we were in the back, and Logan's right in front of me. And I keep tickling the back of his neck. I'm going, tickle the baby. Mm-hmm. And then we get to the lake, and dude, we were there all day till like 5.
Yeah.
You guys were somewhere as hell.
It was so fun there.
The tubing was so fun.
Actually, no, I saw you guys have pictures before the dance.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys had that picture of me. That really, like, low-res picture. Be my suit.
I think I know what you're talking about.
He doesn't.
Dude, I have a video and, like, two pictures of us on tube.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just, me, Alex, and Logan.
I just remember your mom being there and taking pictures, and I thought it was funny.
Mine?
No, his mom.
Yeah, my mom.
My mom was there, too.
Yeah, he was.
I don't remember.
He was?
His mom was. That's what I was saying.
Noah was?
He's what?
Noah was at the dance?
Noah, yeah.
Was Noah there?
No. He was at, like, preschool.
No, he wasn't. He was in third grade.
He's at the daycare.
He was in second grade. He's in fifth grade now.
Damn.
Remember our outfits? How did I get us to wear those,
dude?
Like we all wear those. Yeah. We had the suspenders.
That was, I regret wearing that.
I was about to say,
we should have just worn a suit.
Pretty nerdy.
Yeah.
You guys look like point.
My mom was like, "Dude, you guys would look so cute."
I can't believe you guys.
I'm glad
you guys were all unique. Too.
Yeah, we were all matching.
I would have just worn a suit.
See, this is how you know Alex was happier then, and he was more like likely to do things with us. Now he just like hates everything.
Dude, I've lost all form of motivation.
Except GBA.
That's true. Sonic
Advance 2 on the GBA. Sonic Advance 2 go hard.
Yeah, I would have just worn a suit if this was today.
I took a nap in between pictures and the lake.
You did?
I showered and then my mom put aloe on my face and I took like a nap for an hour.
That's funny. Dude, yeah, I remember getting ready for those dances. Like, we'd have to give the girls, like, 2 or 3 hours, and I'd just be chilling at my house.
Just for so long.
Yeah. I don't remember what I did.
I think I went over to Brady's house during
the week. I was probably at JC's house, because she lives right down the street.
Oh, yeah. Then we went to pictures, saw Kato.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I have pictures. I have a picture with TT.
Dude, I was hoping to get some action that night, but I didn't.
You wanted to lay pipe?
Remember dinner?
I was hoping to get, like, a kiss or something.
I remember dinner we had it at Logan's really nice house. Mm-hmm. And it was outside. I have some funny videos from that dinner.
I don't.
I know the videos you're talking about.
They're funny. And I remember Logan was like, yeah, I gotta get spicy tonight. And me and you were like, yeah, dude, do it. We like got in the circle with him. We were like, hey, this is how you should do it. You gotta do this. Never happened. Dance was fun, though, and...
First time mosh pitting.
I never mosh pit. We sat on the side and just, like, hung out the
whole time. I got, like, so hot and sweaty. I'm like, okay, let's see what this mosh pit is about.
I wanted to, but JC didn't want to.
Nobody ever told me to, so I just sat on the side.
If I had
no instructions, I cannot act on my own. If someone said, let's do this, I'd have been like, okay.
If I have no instructions, I cannot act on my own free will.
I'm a sin. Give me
instructions.
I'm a sin. I'm Emmett from the Lego movie.
Wild style, though.
Batman Lego?
Don't even
go to Lego.
No.
How much longer do we got to talk about sophomore year?
Why do you want to end the podcast so badly? The longer, the better.
I'm so bored.
I know you love
hanging out with you guys. I'm going to have to...
I know you love Sonic events, too, that much. Please, anything!
Why are your hands so sweaty?
You're so clammy, huh?
Always.
It's always clampy.
COVID happened.
That was late sophomore year, though.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about...
We'll have to talk about sophomore year later when we're more high morale. It's like 10:30 at night. We're all probably pretty tired from the day. I mean, I worked and went to school day. And
I just got
worked a whole shift.
Yeah, I did a 10-hour day.
I literally just got off work.
You just got off work, so a word.
I was going to take a nap, but we just played Lego Star Wars.
That's true.
Yeah,
morale was low.
I'm
going to
take a nap that lasts until 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Are we hanging out tomorrow? You have a thing at
3? We should.
Just wake up.
What's at 3?
Me and Matt.
I thought that was on Saturday.
No, it's tomorrow.
How long is your day? All day?
Probably a few hours.
Probably till at night, dude. Yeah. You're probably gonna hang out the day and then go home and like.
It's fine.
Canoodle.
I'll just do lazy day tomorrow. I'll just do.
We're going on a picnic and she wants to paint.
Picnic.
Man, you're lucky.
Well, thank you guys for listening or watching.
I guess we just stopped at homecoming. Well, senior, sophomore year,
I told them we'll bring up sophomore year another time when we're more happy.
Oh. We can't wait next week. I thought in advance and I requested next Thursday off, so I have it off.
Perfect. We got another episode dropping. I'll have this uploaded tomorrow.
If your Wi-Fi's good.
That's true.
Yeah, I usually do it at school, but no school tomorrow, no work, so.
It's going to take like at least 48 meters down to upload.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a fun episode, except for Alex didn't have fun, but I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't.
Dude, you said you were bored like 6 times.
I have fun.
We never have fun at all. I can't with you. I try to have fun times with you, but I never know if you're having fun. It's terrible. Are you going to even enjoy being in Phoenix with us?
Yeah.
The crib. Come on.
Yeah,
The bib.
It'll be tight.
Yeah, the...
I thought you dropped something.
I thought you dropped the wand.
Yeah.
Well, there's all the news. There's all the drops. There's all the...
The drops?
Information. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day / night.
Yes, and we promise not to be gone for a month again. Sorry about that.
No, you're not.
Oh, you farted, bro. Oh, you
farted the whole time.
All right, bye.
Like, comment, subscribe. Thanks for
watching. Don't say that.
Good night, Cloud.
Stupefy!
Stupefy?
I'm just stupefied.